With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. The FBI is investigating after outdoor ballot drop boxes were torched in Washington State and Oregon, and some votes were lost.
Elections officials are reaching out to voters whose ballots may have been damaged in recent fires that were deliberately set. In Vancouver, Washington.
A call in the early morning hours to 911 indicating that there was smoking and a fire at one of our ballot boxes.
Interim Police Chief Troy Price on K2TV says some 300 ballots were destroyed, similar to a fire that destroyed three ballots in Portland, Oregon. Police say that they believe it's the work of the same person, and they've identified a car that appears to have been involved. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Donald Trump and Kamala Harris heading down the home stretch to Election Day. Mr. Trump at a rally in Georgia.
Next Tuesday, you have to stand up and you have to tell Kamala Harris that you've had a terrible, terrible run, that you've hurt our country very badly. You've let murderers into our country and drug dealers. You've let human traffickers in. You've let terrorists into our country. You've accepted people from mental institutions and from jails.
Harris tells a Michigan audience that when it comes to a college degree,
that's not the only qualification for a qualified worker. You got to look at the skills, you got to look at the experience.
And Harris says if she's elected, she would review which federal jobs should be exempt from a college degree requirement. Watching Wall Street this morning, stocks so far have been deep in the red. The Dow Jones Industrial Average down about 173 points. The NASDAQ is off 43, and the S&P is trading 18 points lower. This is SRN News. There's a religious freedom battle in Indiana.
Alliance Defending Freedom is suing on behalf of a pro-life student group at Noblesville High School that was barred from handing out pro-life flyers and had its official status taken away. ADF lawyer Matthew Hoffman says, quote, while other student groups at the school are allowed to express messages that are important to them, this club was specifically punished because of the messages on the flyers. We are urging the court to recognize the free speech rights of all students. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A new poll from Rasmussen Reports and the Institute for Faith and Culture predicts that people of faith will be playing a key role in the presidential election. The survey gauged the likelihood of Christians showing up at the polls this election cycle, addressing concern over potential voter apathy. It found that 77% of evangelical Christians have already voted or definitely plan to vote. Out of the evangelicals that will not cast ballots, 7% say they're not qualified, 10% unable. SRN News. Puerto Rican pride and the island's faltering storm recovery become the flashpoint in the presidential race.
A comedian's comments warming up the crowd at Donald Trump's campaign rally at Madison Square Garden drew a strong reaction from some Puerto Ricans, including recording artist Bad Bunny, stand-up comedian Tony Hinchcliffe.
A floating island of garbage in the middle of the ocean right now. Yeah, I think it's called Puerto Rico.
Later, Hinchcliffe said Latinos, they love making babies. Within minutes, Puerto Rican singer Bad Bunny signaled his support for Kamala Harris, sharing her plan for the island with his 45 million followers on Instagram.
Puerto Rico's economic future depends on urgently rebuilding.
Musicians Ricky Martin and Despacito artist Louis Fonsi also posted they were offended by the comment. I'm Jennifer King.
Longtime Trump ally Steve Bannon out of prison this morning. He had served 4 months behind bars for defying a congressional January 6 subpoena. More details at SRNNews.com.